East Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
We are joined now by the chairperson for the Older Persons Council in Wicklow, May Quaid. How are you doing, May?
I'm doing very well, Shane, actually. I'm in Dublin, would you believe? I haven't been in the city since last January, 12 months. So I'm up here to do a podcast, and my husband is driving me, so we've parked temporarily while I talk to you.
Oh, very professional, May. Very, very professional.
Oh, definitely,
yes,
Shane.
Yes,
definitely.
Very impressive. Okay, so what are we looking at today, May?
Well, it's new quarantine measures for some arrivals from Great Britain. Travellers who are required to quarantine at home can now book a day's PCR test on the HSE test booking website. If you arrive into Ireland from Great Britain and you are not fully vaccinated, you can only stop quarantine if you get this additional negative PCR result for a test taken at least 10 days after your arrival. This applies if you have been in Great Britain any time in the 14 days before coming to Ireland. Both tests are free. So, you know, it's great to know that, you know, you're not going to have to go into a hotel or stay at home in somebody's house.
Big worry
for
people.
People are going to be coming to see their relations that they haven't seen for ages, you know, particularly with the summer. Now, the other thing I have is medical cards. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a medical card and you need to apply for a renewal, you have to do it by post now. The cyber attack on the HSE systems is causing significant disruption to medical card services, and the process are much slower as a result. It is not possible to register medical applications online at the moment, so the HSE is asking people to send in postal applications. People with queries about their applications can call the HSE on low call 1-890-252-919, 9 to 5 every day, Monday to Friday.
Give those details out again there, May, just so people can get their pen and paper out.
You can call the HSE on low call 1-890-252-919, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Brilliant.
So I'm sure Claire has taken note of that anyway. So also about face masks, there's regulations which require people to wear face masks in places such as shops and public transport. This has been extended to at least the 9th of November 2021. So we're all going to have to look like bank robbers. November.
Isn't it very important?
I know, but Jane, I don't recognise anyone. Someone says hello to me and I say to myself, who the hell is that?
Yeah, May, I'm the same as you. I find it hard to recognise people with a mask on, whereas, you know, some people, they know exactly who you are. Everyone's saying hello to you and...
I know.
You know,
and
I find
I'm
it very, very difficult.
And I'm like some sort of an idiot. I haven't a clue.
That's
but anyway, are you playing any golf these days?
Oh, well, you could call it playing. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes. I know your mum very well, you know.
Oh, right. There you go. an avid golfer.
Oh, I know, same as myself. But, I mean, the only thing is I'm getting that bit older and I'm not as good as I used to be. But, sure, look, I'm still able to go out and play golf, so there you go.
As long as you can win the few coins against my mother, Liz Byrne. Hello, Mum. I hope she's listening.
I hope she is too.
Yeah.
And hi, Liz. I hope you're well. So I have a tip of the week, Shane, as well.
Go for it.
And that's about skin cancer.
Right.
And it's the most common form of cancer in Ireland, would you believe? Over 13,000 cases of this are diagnosed every year. You need to take some action to protect your skin when spending time outside. Wear clothing that covers your skin, such as long sleeves and collared T-shirts. Put sunscreen on exposed areas using factor 30 for adults and 50 plus for children, and wear a wide-brimmed hat. Try to stay in the shade between 11 and 3 and wear sunglasses to protect your eyes. You know, I'm saying this, and I got skin cancer from playing golf years ago and sticking my face up with the sun.
Yeah.
And I've been getting treatment on my face, God bless it, since 1999.
Okay.
Because I never did any of those things. I just loved the sun. And, you know, we get so much awful weather in this country that I was saying to myself, oh, every time the sun appeared, I'd be out in the golf course with my face stuck up at it. And if not that, I'd be sitting on a beach in Spain or Portugal or something, getting as much of a tan as I could. So, you know, it is dangerous, Shane, and it's really should be aware of this.
It's timely enough, May, isn't it? Because we're as you say, we're so inexperienced with the weather, particularly now that we're allowed out from COVID, and the weather on average is absolutely fantastic, and everybody is really, really taking advantage when they're probably, because they've been locked up for so long, they're probably more susceptible to damage now than ever, because you see people going around like beetroots around the place.
I know. Well, I wear 50 plus winter and summer. Done. All year round, have to cost me a fortune. But I try to get one with a bit of a colour in it, otherwise I look like a zombie going around the place. But anyway, so look what I'm surviving. Can I say hello to somebody? I was at a meeting yesterday in Dublin. Well, not in Dublin, at home. This bloody Zoom thing has me driven mad. And this woman said to me, oh, you're on the radio. She says, I listen to this sometimes in Dublin. So her name is Geraldine Murphy, and she lives in Whitehall. So hi, Geraldine. And it was lovely to see her yesterday on Zoom. And also, Shane, I hope Declan is having a lovely holiday. He's certainly getting the weather.
Oh, he has got the weather. He's picked it well, but he's a smart man, Declan. I'm sure he had it all planned. He had it all put together. This is a quick question for you, May. Do you drink coffee?
No.
You don't drink it at all?
I love the smell of it, Shane.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was brought up in Leeson Street in Dublin.
Yeah.
And I used to walk down Grafton Street and stand outside Bewley sniffing it. I love the smell of it.
Yeah.
But don't ask me to drink it.
Yeah, well, I tell you why. Because apparently your morning coffee could help you protect your liver. Research in the University of Southampton in Edinburgh reckon that 3 to 4 cups a day could reduce risks of chronic liver disease and other conditions. So there you go. Right. They say decaffeinated coffee will work just as well. So, like, you might have to reconsider your habits now and start sipping.
No. My fella never gets it anyway because he drinks coffee you could stand on. And he hates instant coffee, and all he wants is this awful black stuff that he drinks about 5
times
a day.
You have to spoon it out of the cup.
Exactly. And I have to spoon my tea out of the cup. I drink builder's tea, as they call it.
Yes.
As strong as I can get. But look, Shane, isn't it great? Each to their own, exactly. And good luck with the show for the rest of the week. Well
you're
done.
Very good.
And lovely to talk to you.
All right, May. Listen, fantastic. Chairperson of Older Persons Council in Wicklow. Thank you very much, May, friend of the show. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Shane. Bye-bye.